Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your review of yesterday. I mean, obviously, we're waiting for today, but give at least review yesterday how you guys did on offense.
Sure, it was a good day. You know, I've been in the league for a little bit and have done this a few times, sometimes twice during a training camp. It's always good to practice against another opponent, get different looks. You compete against different talent and different players. You know, I thought, give credit to Carolina too. They came out here and we practiced the right way. We got a lot out of it. It was good practice.
What are you looking for after seeing what Josh did yesterday? What do you want to see today in him? I mean, what kind of strides do you want to see him make against this defense?
Sure, improvement. You know, this is like a little bit more of an up tempo. We try to practice with good tempo. That's our standard, what we like to do. And obviously when you get against another team, it kind of ramps up a little bit more. So continual improvement, you know, make good decisions, throw the ball where it needs to be thrown, get us out of bad plays, things that, you know, he needs to do every day.
On that note, a couple of guys in the offense have said Josh has some freedom to do what he wants to do. He can change things. He kind of can set things. Is that something you planned on giving him from the beginning? Is that he evolved because of what you've seen from him?
Josh is a smart player. He has a good grasp of what we want to do, and you know, if I give him a bad call or there's a bad look on defense, you know, he has the freedom to get out of those things.
With respect to the O-line, I know Mitch still isn't back as a part of the equation yet here, but it looks like you've kind of whittled your list down to guys that are being considered for the top group. Would you say you're down to maybe six or seven guys at this point in time for the top group? Or
I think it's still a fluid situation. I think, you know, you try to get as much continuity as you can, and you know, whether Cody's playing guard or tackle and Ty's in there, it's a good competitive situation that we have right now, and there's a long way to go. Got a lot of work to be done, so we're going to continue to mix and match guys, and you know, the cream will always rise to the top.
What have you seen with John Feliciano at center so far?
Tough. He's a tough guy. He's smart. He's been a really good addition. Has position flexibility where he can play guard, but has done a really nice job for us at center. A lot of communication that goes on there at that position. Been a really good addition.
Some of the younger receivers have commented on how John Brown has really kind of helped them with some of the route running techniques and then even in the room. I know you've been floating around a little
Sure.
bit more than maybe you did last year in the rooms. Have you kind of witnessed some of that mentor mentality on John's part? Because I don't know if that was completely expected, at least from the outside.
Yeah, absolutely. Very instinctive player, understands the game, particularly at that position and the details that need to go into that game. Crisp route runner, leverage, angles, coming out of breaks, tracking balls. He's been very helpful in that room, and his two cents when we're watching one-on-ones, as I'd say Cole has too.
Brian, at what point for Cody's development, does he need to have an exact position to help?
We're hearing from Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll right now here at Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Cody's a smart, tough player. Brandon and Joe done a great job of evaluating him and bringing him in. I have a lot of confidence in Cody that wherever we put him, he'll do whatever we need, and he'll be a success.
Yesterday, Cole Beasley seemed like he was being targeted by Josh. All different parts of the field. Is his ability to go to different parts of the field underrated? People think he's just an underneath guy, Brian, but what we've seen out here is he can use all parts of the field.
Yeah, Cole's a good route runner. He can run short routes, intermediate routes, deep routes. You know, usually those small guys are put into a box that they can only do a certain skill set, but instinctive, smart, can run a variety of routes for us.
Ray had a few, showed some good hands yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah has made a few plays. What do you think about the decisions you're going to have to make at receiver there?
Yeah, it's always better to have tougher decisions to make than it is easier ones, and those guys have been battling back and forth. And even throw Nick Easley in, a young player, you know, out of Iowa, is an undrafted guy that, you know, it's a good competition there for the slot position, or, you know, whatever number you want to give it. Those guys have been battling back and forth.
Brian, how valuable are these practices, specifically the reason of getting repeated 3-4 and underlooks on the line?
It's good. It's always good to practice against other teams. You know, it's, you know, it's not a preseason game, but it's almost like a preseason game in these practices. They're very competitive. It's not live, but you're getting good thud tempo. You're getting a variety of different looks that maybe you didn't get for the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks up at training camp. So the communication process is, it's very important. The many more looks we can get, the better off it is for us. You know, I hope they come out here with as many different looks as they can today.
Brian, it's been a little over a week since you slid Cody inside to guard. Mm-hmm. How has he acclimated to it since from playing tackle all those months?
Good. You know, guard going inside is a little different. Things happen quicker. There's some tighter space and things are on you a little bit faster. Again, Cody, you know, he played that, you know, a while back in college, and you know, he's been a right tackle since then. But you know, guys that are smart, guys that are tough, that can adapt, you know, those are the guys we like to work with, and he's certainly one of them.
Brian, you mentioned the tempo a couple times. In what ways are you trying to speed up the offense? Is it strictly tempo, or are there also schematic?
Sure, I think you can, you know, you can have tempo just by huddling too. But being urgent out of the huddle with the linemen getting up, with the receivers getting set. And then there's different forms of tempo as you go, whether it's a two-minute tempo, whether it's a rapid speed tempo, whether it's up to the line of scrimmage and kind of see what the defense is doing. A variety of different ways that you can mess around with tempo, if you will, as an offense. And we try to do as many as we can.
What do you think about what Deion's showing you at left tackle this summer?
Deion's made big strides, I'd say, from the year I was with him to now. And, you know, I give, you know, Bobby Johnson and Hef and Wendell and the strength staff a lot of credit. You know, he's got a long way to go, a young player now, but has even taken on a leadership role, I'd say, as a young player. That's okay.
Same thing at Deion. When you look back at what he did last year, what did you recognize would have been the problem, like maybe slipped from his rookie? What did you see in his play last year?
Deion is a young player who, that's a tough position to play. And I'd say from last year to this year, I think his attitude's always been good. He's a good young kid. And I think that, you know, this year with some of the additions with the veterans that we've had have really helped him in the room, and as Bobby and the other guys that I've talked about.
Bobby said, I talked to him a couple weeks ago about this, and he said what he noticed when he watched film of who his guys were, he noticed a bit of a lackadaisical, not, you know, totally sloughing off, but that's what he noticed. There wasn't always urgency from what he watched on film. But
sure.
Did you gather?
No, I'm going to let Bobby speak for Bobby. I know.
No, I mean,
you know,
do you agree with that assessment? Maybe is that what you saw too? Or?
Well, I think, not speaking for Bobby, but Bobby's one of those guys that if he watches tape, everybody is, he's got a very, very high standards, as you guys know. So, you know, Deion's been improving. I'm happy with where he's at. We still got a ways to go. But he's done a good job in camp.
Especially with all the tight end injuries, it seems like you've used Patrick DeMarco in a variety of ways. He's kind of been a little Swiss Army knife out there for you. Can you kind of just speak to his position versatility as well, Coach?
Sure. Smart. Played the game a long time. You know, you can put him in a variety of places. He's good to have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.